To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Well, happy Thursday, news listeners, and welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of September, 2022. And as you probably guessed, yeah, this is your Apple Far Out edition of the news show. So we're going to give you the best highlights from Apple's latest event in around 5 minutes. We're jumping into this thing with iPhone 14, which, when you first look at it, kind of thinking, this doesn't look much different. And you'd be right. This is definitely Apple's motto, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And don't change much either. The iPhone 14, yeah, looks nearly identical to the iPhone 13. And is available in two sizes, the regular version with the 6.1-inch screen, and of course the Plus option. They get you up to 6.7 inches. Both models also have last year's A15 Bionic processor. But Apple's saying, you're now going to get the best battery life ever. Well, at least until probably next year. Although it must be said, there is a slight design change for our U.S. listeners. The SIM tray, yeah, it's gone. And the reason for this is they will introduce satellite connectivity for its emergency SOS feature. The iPhone 14 also comes with the ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera on the back, and supposedly with improved low-light performance. And just like the iPhone 14 and 14 Plus, the Pro and Pro Max 14 version, yeah, it looks a lot like the iPhone 13 Pro models. Although with these models, you get the always-on screen, and there's also the new notch with a pill-shaped cutout, which Apple's calling the Dynamic Island. Sounds like a reality TV show, doesn't it? What's more noticeable about the Pro and Pro Max, though? The 48-megapixel sensor on the back, of course promising even better low-light photography and cropping tricks that achieve a true 2x zoom. Both models also are powered by the new A16 Bionic chip, which of course Apple's claiming is the most powerful processor ever. All right, from the phones, we move on to the watches. Yes, watches. Three, to be in fact. We'll start off with the Series 8 watch. And that whole major facelift with the flat screen? Yeah, never mind that. Looking very similar to Apple Watch Series 7. Though the 8 does introduce new features like low power mode, which supposedly will keep the watch running for 36 hours. There's also upgraded motion and G-force sensors, helping to more precisely indicating a crash detection and other severe impacts, which of course will automatically alert emergency services. Now the next watch is the Apple Watch Ultra. So if there's an adventurer in you, or an athlete in you, or hell, just an explorer. Apparently, according to Apple, this watch is for you. So looking down at my weight right now, this watch definitely ain't for me. It does have a very beefy 49mm case made of titanium. Again though, you get the battery life good for 36 hours, and if you're in low power mode, up to 60 hours. There's also the always-on super bright flat screen, and the semi-protected digital crown, and that button, yes, that we talked about yesterday, that does give the additional programmable feature. So the Ultra is definitely where we're seeing the more redesigned look. Other things we're seeing is diving certified waterproofing, upgraded GPS, and an 86 decibel alarm, just in case that adventurer in you gets lost. And finally, the Apple Watch for the budget-minded out there, the Apple Watch SE. It's actually powered by the dual-core processor of the Apple Watch Series 8, with the SE now being 20% faster than the previous version. And those of you that don't like anything heavy on your wrist, well, this might be an option for you too, as it's also the lightest Apple Watch model available. Now, from your wrist, we go to your ears, and of course, the new AirPods Pro 2nd generation. Again, yeah, they don't look a whole lot different. The biggest improvement we're seeing is Apple promises twice the noise-canceling capabilities. Battery life, of course, has been boosted to 6 hours on a single charge, and if you occasionally dock the things, you can get up to 30 hours. Also, your charging case has got a bit of a bump, too, with a U1 chip making it easier to locate with Apple Find My feature. There's also a tiny little built-in speaker on the thing, too, that will do a little chirpy-chirpy, making the case easier to find. And finally, we'll end off the hardware and onto the software. And just as we expected, iOS 16, it's coming. September 12th, to be exact. But that's the only OS we're going to be seeing in the near future. And technically, there wasn't much to talk about iOS 16, being the fact that the beta was out since WWDC earlier this year. Of course, what we didn't see was iPad OS, which was kind of expected, which definitely points that we'll be seeing another Apple event a little further down the road this year. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN podcasts over there. You can also find the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, I promise, Apple free. I think we overdid it today. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, hope you have yourself yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.